This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Some in Washington are calling this week this NAFTA week because the administration just came out with its objectives for the NAFTA renegotiation effort. Farm Bureau's goal has been primarily to maintain the good reciprocal market access we have today for agricultural products that U.S. farmers export to Canada and Mexico. We were glad to see that listed as the top objective in the agricultural section of the administration's plan. The plan also lists other goals we've outlined, including eliminating non-tariff barriers to U.S. agricultural exports, providing adjustment periods for our import-sensitive agricultural products, and enhancing regulatory compatibility. The objectives also include creating a process to resolve trade barriers erected in the name of protecting animal, plant, or human health, so-called sanitary and phytosanitary measures, but that are not necessary and are damaging to fair and open trade. I'll admit that when talk of renegotiating NAFTA first began, many of us in agriculture were nervous about rocking the boat. NAFTA isn't perfect, but it has been very beneficial for the majority of U.S. agricultural products and the farmers who grow them. Our exports to Canada and Mexico have quadrupled from $8.9 billion in 1993, when NAFTA entered into force, to $38 billion in 2016. So we wanted to make sure we did not lose the progress we may have made. However, NAFTA is 23 years old. Just like farm machinery, it needs to be updated. Things have changed since 1993. For example, when NAFTA was negotiated, biotech crops were just starting to come to market. A lot of work remains ahead of us. Canada and Mexico will have their own negotiating objectives, which may or may not be compatible with ours. But the objectives outlined by the administration this week assure those of us in agriculture that the president and his trade team will work to fulfill a promise he made to farmers, to keep the gains we have made so far and to make agricultural trade even better in the future. North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiations need to protect viable market gains for U.S. agriculture while addressing remaining challenges in our closest international markets. Jason Perdue, a row crop beef and poultry farmer from York, Nebraska, told the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Trade on Tuesday. NAFTA has been beneficial for farmers, ranchers, and associated businesses all across the United States, Canada, and Mexico for decades, Perdue said in testimony on behalf of the American Farm Bureau Federation. According to Farm Bureau, agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico increased from $8.9 billion in 1993 to $38.1 billion in 2016. Perdue, who also serves as president of the York County Farm Bureau, said that NAFTA has been a boon to trade in his state, with ag exports from Nebraska reaching $1.5 billion in 2016 alone. U.S. farmers and ranchers look forward to building on those gains with a modernized NAFTA. The Congressional Budget Office recently released an analysis of the President's 2018 budget. In other words, an analysis of President Trump's proposed budget blueprint for fiscal year 2018. The CBO analysis found that by 2027, the U.S. would operate at a $720 billion budget deficit and not a $16 billion surplus as projected in the blueprint. Specific to agriculture, in late May, the Office of Management and Budget proposed to reduce the Agriculture Department's budget by more than $230 billion over 10 years. The proposed cuts came in the form of policy changes designed to reduce outlays by $191 billion for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and $38 billion from various farm programs, including crop insurance. The Environmental Protection Agency is seeking nominations for scientific experts from a diverse range of disciplines to be considered for appointment to the Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee and the EPA Science Advisory Board. The CASAC is a chartered federal advisory committee established under the Clean Air Act to provide advice, information, and recommendations to the EPA administrator on the scientific and technical aspects of air quality criteria and national ambient air quality standards. The SAB is a chartered federal advisory committee established in 1978 under the authority of the Environmental Research, Development, and Demonstration Authorization Act to provide independent scientific and technical peer review, consultation, advice, and recommendations to the EPA administrator on the scientific basis for EPA's actions and programs. Members of the CASAC and the SAB constitute distinguished bodies of non-EPA scientists, engineers, economists, and behavioral and social scientists who are nationally and internationally recognized experts in their respective fields. Farm bureaus are encouraged to consider nominees to serve on either the CASAC or SAB that have an understanding of agriculture and rural concerns. The House Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development and related agencies recently approved the fiscal year 2018 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Funding Bill. Included in the bill is a one-year delay of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's electronic logging device mandate for livestock and insect haulers, which is slated to go into effect on December 18th. Requirements of the ELD mandate may force small business owners out of the marketplace while also having the unintended impact of jeopardizing the well-being of hauled animals if they can no longer be hauled by highly skilled and trained drivers and cattle workers. The bill still needs to be considered by the House Appropriations Committee. The Senate has not yet released its version of the 2018 Department of Transportation appropriation bill. With serious economic challenges facing agriculture, underscored by even deeper concerns in some commodity sectors, the American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors recently outlined the organization's key objectives for the 2018 Farm Bill. After its meeting last week in Washington, D.C., the AFBF board sent its goals and recommendations to leadership on the Senate and House Agriculture Committees in anticipation of the upcoming Farm Bill debate. Because of low commodity prices, many of America's farmers and ranchers are struggling, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. The risk management and safety net provisions of farm bills are most important in times like these. The bill will also help protect our nation's food security and our supply of domestic renewable energy and fiber. It will provide critical food assistance to those who need it, and it will continue to offer incentives to conserve our natural resources. Farm Bureau stands ready to work with the House and Senate Ag Committees to ensure the next Farm Bill works for farmers, ranchers, and all Americans. The House recently approved the Bipartisan GROW Act, or H.R. 23, which includes the Farm Bureau-supported Water Rights Protection Act, H.R. 2939. The GROW Act amends the Central Valley Project Improvement Act and the San Joaquin River Restoration Act, codifies the Bay Delta Accord, allows for increased water storage, creates a one-stop permitting process, and prevents federal extortion of private property, private water rights. Further, H.R. 23 streamlines regulations and improves policy governing the movement, use, allocation, and storage of water in the western United States. The Water Rights Protection Act reaffirms the existing principle of federal law that recognizes the ability of states to confer water rights and acknowledges that the federal government will respect those lawfully acquired rights. Further, the bill would assure that valid holders of water rights under state law cannot have those rights diminished or otherwise jeopardized by assertions of rights by federal agencies when those assertions have no basis in federal or state law. Spring wheat, typically planted in late spring and harvested in late summer and early fall, prefers the mild summer weather of the northern states in which it is primarily grown. However, in recent months, parts of the upper Midwest and Pacific Northwest have been battling drought conditions, and this year's spring wheat crop is showing the effects of little rain. Spring wheat is grown exclusively in the High Plains and Pacific Northwest, with nearly 99% of acres planted in 2017 in the states of Idaho, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Washington. The Agriculture Department's July 12 crop production report estimated spring wheat harvested area at 10.5 million acres, down 7% from 2016, and the lowest harvested area since 1972. If realized, this would represent an acreage abandonment rate of 3.7%, higher than in recent years, but potentially below market expectations given recent drought conditions. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.